guys, welcome to Midnight Mumbles Podcast. I'm Gage.
I'm Isaac.
And I'm Brody.
And this is episode 16 of the Midnight Mumbles Podcast. But before we get into it, this episode is brought to you by our Patreon. You guys, if you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/MiddayMumbles to help support the show. Be our first Patreon, because we've been pushing this for weeks, months, and
it'd be pretty cool. I don't know why you'd do it. I mean,
but you know, just
I mean,
do
I,
it.
I personally wouldn't give us money.
No, well, I mean, hey, Isaac, calm down.
I'm not trying to discourage you here,
Isaac,
but I'm also trying to say if we don't get something soon, I might run away. I might just open up the door right next to me, and I might just go, and you'll never hear my voice again.
Where are you running
away
to?
I'll be crying out in the woods. I will be starving and crying in the woods.
Okay.
That's okay.
Butt naked
me and
because
Gage will
I
be
went
here.
Insane, okay? Anything is possible. Just please.
But yeah, support
please
the show.
Me.
Patreon.com/MiddayMumbles. Again, that's patreon.com/MiddayMumbles. And yeah, let's get right into the episode. So how's everyone doing this week anyway?
I'm doing pretty good right now. I'm looking at some cat pictures.
Yeah.
I'm on vacation, school vacation for a week.
Yeah, you're on vacation. Brody.
It's pretty nice.
Has tomorrow off, but he's going back to school tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right, Brody?
What?
You're going back to school tomorrow.
For Tuesday.
Yeah, for Tuesday, right? Yeah.
For Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. For Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I mean, you're on February break, Brody. I mean, Isaac, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What are you going to do this vacation?
Do something?
You're going to
do? I'm planning to do exactly nothing.
You're going
to
do the do.
And it's going to be fantastic.
I am excited to hear you doing the do.
Oh, really?
Yes, that is exciting stuff.
I'm sure you're always excited for that.
I am excited to hear you do the do.
Mm-hmm.
What is this podcast even? Like, what the hell? But yeah, this is episode 16 of the Midnight Mumbles Podcast. So how you guys all doing this week, the listeners?
I already... Oh, listeners! Down. Yeah, email us. Email. Tell us how your day is. It would be my pleasure to read your emails. I guess
talkmumbles@gmail.com. Our only email is from our own Isaac Bouchard. I mean, Isaac.
Oh yeah.
They're gonna track you down.
You know, you can also join our Discord and talk with us. I guess.
Yeah, join the Discord, guys. Join the Discord, because there's lots of cool stuff on there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, join the Discord and get exclusive access.
To me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm never going to hear... I turned off my messages sounds, so I'm never going to hear you, but I'll check maybe, occasionally.
I make myself check it every day. Once a day.
You know, I gave a kid at the school an autograph. I told him it's going to make him rich one day.
Did you actually?
You know? Yeah. I mean jokingly, but yeah.
Wait, someone who listens to the podcast?
Yeah, Tyler. You know Tyler?
Oh. No, I don't.
Oh.
Sorry, Tyler.
Jingles.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, Jingles. I didn't mean to upset you.
It's okay.
I
know Tyler. You wouldn't have any reason to know him.
I know Tyler. He's on your server. The very
well. Yeah, but you wouldn't
server.
Like. But you wouldn't have. You never really talked to him at school because I don't. Because I mean, he was a freshman when you were a senior.
Yeah, I don't know. I graduated.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
And no one talks to freshmen anyways. I mean, freshmen are... You can't
I never
talk to and tell
that.
They're sophomores.
I never understood that. That always irritated me. It was like, when I was a freshman, I was making friends with the seniors and...
Look, but here's the thing. Most freshmen are unbearable. There's some freshmen...
Yeah.
Like, I talk to some of the freshmen now. Like, the ones that are on the math team and stuff. Like, yeah. I like some of them. They're funny people.
But I would
so
always
I'll,
hate
I'll
that.
Talk
the
to
reason,
them.
the reason for someone not wanting to socialize with me would always be, oh, you're a freshman.
Well, it's fun to pick on them for it.
But no, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It's
have you tried it? You should have.
Yes, I did. I screwed with someone who was in my JMG class. And,
I just don't think you get it, Gage.
I said, you're just a stupid freshman. And he cried for hours. I'm just kidding. But yeah, no, Brody knows who I'm talking about because, you know, he knows this person. But
yeah, I can't even remember what you're saying.
I don't like what?
I can't even remember what you're saying.
I don't remember.
You called somebody a stupid freshman.
No.
That's so insignificant. I don't know why I would remember that.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't in the room, but yeah, I'd always joke around with him and just say that. So,
Dylan?
No.
I mean, Dylan looked like probably
okay, yeah.
a stupid freshman.
I'm not
going to
remember
like,
that, bro.
Graduated.
He was a freshman.
He's small.
Mm.
Ooh.
It's okay, Dylan almost
Dylan
certainly does
small.
Not listen to the podcast,
Dylan
so it's okay for
small.
Me to say those things. And also, Dylan, if you are listening to the podcast, why don't we play video games anymore? Why have you left me?
Why have you left the group, bro?
Why do you leave me?
We used to play Titanfall 2 as a group. What happened to those days?
Yeah, no, Dylan is just very short. I think that's why he doesn't play with us anymore. He's just, the shorts really
because he feels insignificant.
Yeah, he's just very short. You know, he's like a Smurf, but like he's shorter than a Smurf. Like he's half the size of a Smurf. But yeah, I'm
approximately
sorry,
0.47 of a Smurf.
This Brody, come on, join in on the fun, calling our friend a Smurf.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that because I'm afraid he won't talk to me anymore. But
yeah, you can't talk politics on here. You can't talk about Dylan. Like, what can you talk about?
Nothing. That's the point. No, nothing can be said on the podcast.
Brody just doesn't want to upset people. He. I mean, that's a good. It's a good quality. I give it to you, Brody.
It's an okay quality.
It's a good quality.
It's like if you live your life. Afraid of offending everyone else, you know, you're gonna not be able to bear yourself because, like, I've said, years ago I was very reserved and I'm not gonna say something and then offend, like, because I was worried, should I say this? Are people gonna think about me in a different way if I say this? And nowadays I just don't give a shit.
People liked you a lot better.
But hey, I don't care anymore. It's like, hey, you like me. If you don't, you don't. I mean, you guys stuck around, so hey.
Yeah.
We're doing a podcast now.
It's just for the fame and the fortune, though, Gage. Nothing else. Don't get it in your head.
I mean, not many people like Donald Trump, so.
Jeez.
But, no, I like being blunt a lot of the times. And I know when it's inappropriate. I know when it's the appropriate time to be blunt, too. Like, I'm not going to be blunt if someone's, you know, something just happened to someone. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not.
Yeah,
just gonna,
like yeah. if your granddad just died and you're crying about it, you're not going to be like, well, I think your hair looks kind of lackluster today.
yeah. I was thinking something much worse, but yeah.
I feel like that's pretty bad. What's worse than that? I mean,
well, I've had a few times when I've really wanted to say something and it's like, this isn't the time or the place, Gage. Just calm down and walk away. And that's kind of.
I mean, I don't really get mad at, like, truly mad at people all that much. So I never really like need to say something mean. I just don't ever. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of different categories for mean things or things that piss me off. Like, if someone says something jokingly, like in high school, I'd get a lot of the, you know, Brody and I used to sit at a lunch table with a few people and they'd crack jokes and it's guys joking about just shit. You know what I mean? Like,
ooh, yeah. Locker room
who cares?
Talk. Don't get
who
into
cares?
It.
I know. I don't care. It doesn't offend
locker
me if someone calls me
talk.
Fat.
What?
Like, I don't care.
Next thing you know, there'll be a hidden camera you're going to be running for president, and people are going to be like, he said, grab him by where now? And yeah, oh,
Gage
boy.
Is canceled.
Gage no, canceled. No, no.
But my point is, like, I've never, that stuff doesn't really affect, like, I don't care if someone calls me fat or someone, you know, I just don't care. That stuff doesn't, you know, hit me anymore. But
yeah,
I don't get pissed off at stuff like that. But another time, yeah, because I get that a lot. That's why it's a good thing. No,
what,
I'm kidding.
To not get. No, it's just not. It's good to be able to handle people's, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm people. Not going to go cry and go on Twitter and be like, oh my God, you can call me fat. You know, I don't care.
Stop but, fat shaming me. You thin privileged.
I get really.
White yeah. supremacist.
But I get really pissed off when people like start to say things. Or do actions and they shouldn't be doing those things and that's when I really get pissed, fuming, you know, when it affects myself, my family, or anyone, that's when I really get fuming. And I remember someone in our class told me this back. I think it was when I started high school. Someone I've gone to school with forever, and they were talking about someone to me. So I was in a conversation, but they were talking to somebody else, and they were talking about me, and they said, you've never seen Gage get mad before, but you see Gage get mad and like, it's going to be a bad time. And I'm thinking, what the hell? What have I been mad at school? Like, what the hell? But, I have been mad quite a few times at school. You know what I mean? Like, it's those times where you just want to jump across the table and friggin' strangle that guy. You know what
I mean? Or yeah, I can whatever. Think of one time that I've been genuinely angry at school.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's it.
Yeah,
I mean, I was yelling. Okay, I was angry. Oh. I'm not sure in the story. Not.
Oh, okay.
Not on the microphone. It's
was this recently?
Story. But I was angry. Yeah. You know what does make me mad? One of the things that definitely makes me mad and also disappointed in the world is whenever you're like going down the road or driving past a parking lot and you see a specific car that has the branding on it of Fiat. Why do they exist? I hate them. They're disgusting.
You're deflecting.
They are disgusting.
Did you just change the conversation from,
they are disgusting.
From high school to fucking Fiats? Like, what the
well,
hell?
Well, yeah, but we're talking about things that make us... We're talking about anger, yeah. And Fiats make me angry.
I don't mind Fiats.
What? What?
Didn't Cole drive a Fiat?
They're
no, he
so
drove,
ugly. They're
he drove
so ugly. Oh.
What are your thoughts on Mini Coopers?
I mean, I don't love them, but I don't hate them. You know, they're like I don't really care at this point. You Oof. Know what? Do your but it Fiats. Ugh. Or like the Kia box cars.
Yeah.
The ones that just look like a square driving down the road. No. No. Stop.
Yeah, I don't know why you need to have a refrigerator on the goddamn road. Yeah. Like, come on. But, you know, a car that pisses me off is the Tahoes used to look nice. Like the Tahoe I drive, it's a nice, like, curved design. Nowadays, they look like friggin' hearses. Like they look like literal hearses.
I think that's not horrible looking. It definitely that design style definitely works better on the Tahoes than it does like the new Chevy trucks. I don't like the new Chevy trucks with that rounded off front. I think it looks less manly. I think it looks less tough and rugged. It looks kind of silly.
Have you seen the new Chevy Blazers?
No, I mean, I don't really pay much attention to cars.
No. So the Blazers, they discontinued it, and then they decided, oh, hey, we want to do this again.
Is it a 2020?
It. Yeah, it looks like literal dog shit. Like, it looks like
I don't
an
know.
SUV.
That's not bad looking.
Well, no, compare it to one of the older ones, right? It
well,
looks...
What year were they, the old 19, ones?
1993, I think, would be a good example, maybe. But you really see, I mean...
You think that looks better?
No, I don't.
Than the new ones.
I'm saying they kind of literally just redesigned it. You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that. But they rebranded.
Gage, they look entirely different.
That's what I'm saying.
They look nothing alike.
I know, but they're the same thing. They redesigned the new ones to make them not look anything like the old ones.
Yeah, that's fine, because the other ones were ugly.
Blazer, but that's the that's why
they look like a car from the 1990s. Which
but that's what they are. They're Blazers. They look like trucks, basically pickup trucks.
They're just reusing
a
naming scheme they've done in the past. It's an entirely different car. It's fine,
but that's so stupid.
I mean, I guess it could cause a little confusion when you say you drive a Blazer and people are like, "What?" And then they see your car and it's this.
The reason it's stupid is because when they released these cars, they had a big marketing campaign. Basically saying it's the same car, just redesigned. So they weren't saying, oh, it's a new car with the same name. No, they were literally just they hit the ground running. Like, hey, no, this is the
kinda,
new Blazer.
I can see this being in a Transformers movie.
The new one or the old one?
Newer Transformers movies. Like, I can see this thing, like, unrolling into some sort of bot and shooting at some other ones.
I don't know. I think what really I hate it is because there's a little hump on the front. Like, why is there a hump on the front? It doesn't make any sense to me. Brody, do you have an opinion on the Blazers?
No, fine. I'm not somebody who nitpicks that kind of thing.
No. Well,
is there any car that you find truly nauseating? Like, is there any car you see on the road and just, why?
Yes, but I don't know what it's called.
Oh, do you know who makes it?
No.
Oh.
Where do you see it?
I know, I'm...
You're running us out of paths here to take. Describe it.
Do you see it at the college?
It's like, it's very... The design of the car is very bubbly and round. It's sort of an older looking type of car, but it's also very bubbly and round.
Hmm.
And the design makes me very angry.
Bubbly and round. Okay, you just described a million different cars.
Yeah, I'm going to Google search bubbly car.
Do you see it a lot around here, or do you see it at college?
It's
Is this what you were describing, Brody? I put it in general.
No.
Gage, can you put that on the YouTube release? Or,
yes.
Okay.
Is it American brand or foreign? Is it a foreign car?
I don't think it's a foreign car. I've seen them around here.
I know, but like. There are some foreign cars that are around here.
It's this thing. Let me grab a picture. That's not a good picture. The ones I see around here are more like this. Ugh. Ugh.
I'm kind of excited to see what car nauseates Brody.
Yeah.
Right here. Ooh. Ooh, I can't stand looking at them.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what those are.
Those aren't good.
Get out
those
of
aren't
here.
Good.
Those are the 1930s. They tried to revamp. So those are based off of old cars in the 30s, and they decided to revamp them. And
to revamp. Get out of here.
I don't like those cars either, but they're very affordable.
PT Cruiser. That's the car we're talking about for those who
can't
probably don't see
those PT Cruisers.
But the thing is, they make them, and so they made them years ago. So now their price is dropping to the point where they're now in the used. So now they're circulating in the used inventory, and people are starting to be able to afford them, and that's why you see a lot of I know I see a lot of those in poorer towns. I don't know why they're just there.
Here's another good angle. Very beautiful, majestic car.
I hate those cars too. I agree with Brody. I think I'm gonna withdraw the Blazer, and I'm gonna say that I hate that car too. Because I think I would rather have a Blazer than that. But,
I'd have rather have a Blazer.
Yeah. Here's one that reminds me of that look of that Chrysler, but it's made by Chevy. This is like a weird.
Wouldn't you describe that as being bubbly and round? Come on.
Yeah, yeah, it's gross. Hold on, let me try to figure out the name of it, because I couldn't think of it.
It really irritates me when car companies try and recreate older cars and recreate them into modernize, because they always seem to recreate the worst cars. It's like no one was asking for the PT to come back. You know what I mean? Like, who are you selling that to?
Even though I hate that car, I still like this kind of car a lot. I think this design is great.
Yeah. So you like the sort Beatles.
The sort of Herbie, the sort of like Beach Boys, Beach Wagon sort of thing.
Yeah, so you like the Beatles. I know, literally, this is a podcast.
This is now Car Podcast. Complain about Ugly Cars Podcast. Okay. I mean, I know I talked about switching my browser to the Brave browser in the last episode, but I've been using it for a little while, and I've got to say, I'm happy with it. It's a good replacement for Chrome. It really doesn't feel different. Okay, changing the subject. I know I already talked about it, like, in the last episode, I think it was.
Yeah.
But I switched my browser to the Brave browser. I went to Firefox for a while because I was upset about, like, the amount of tracking and control that Chrome has over, like, what they deliver to you.
Yeah.
I don't like that. So I tried to switch to Firefox, but Firefox just kind of, well, it sucks. So now I switch to this Brave browser, and I've been happy with it. I like the gimmick they have, which is like they deliver their own ads that aren't, they're non-invasive type ads, and they directly support content creators with them instead of the YouTube AdSense problem. So it's just bypassing that, which I like, because I always left my, like, an ad blocker off for YouTube or sites that I liked to support, because I don't want to jip people out of their money if they're doing hard work.
Yeah.
So this allows me to do that without getting annoying ads.
But you said it has its own, like, currency, right?
Yeah, it has like a, it's like Bitcoin, but it's their own cryptocurrency called BAT.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they'll reward you currency when they deliver you ads, and then you can set up how that currency gets distributed. So by default, it has an auto contribute system for up to 20 BAT, which is like $5.30. This isn't sponsored. I wish we could get sponsored by a big company like Brave, but that's probably not going to happen for a while.
You said this is a new search, a new browser, correct?
I believe it's fairly new, yeah.
Well, you were telling me about the sponsors that you've seen. And,
oh, yeah, some of the ExpressVPN, EveryPlate. I don't know what. Get 18 meals for $3.33 each.
I installed the browser because I was just curious. Mm-hmm. Isaac mentioned something about how content creators could make money on this, so I was thinking, okay, well, you know, maybe this is like I don't really know what it could be, but I tried it, and I've used it throughout the day. And I'm gonna be totally honest with you, I hope it goes well, but I don't think they're going to survive, because
you got to understand
the industry right now as it stands, the ad serving industry. There's a reason why Google has restraints, or not restraints, but they have a rope around Yahoo, Taboo, and all the other major ad networks, because the reason that AdSense is so desirable when it comes to companies is because not only does it just work on Google's services, like YouTube, the search engine and all that, but it also works on about 100 million websites that use Google AdSense. So there's a lot more range and a lot more possibilities. Therefore, companies can get a lot more bang for their buck. So the problem with these new companies coming in is obviously Google isn't going to want to give them a part of the market share on the browser industry. So you're going to have these small companies paying this little amount of money because, oh, yeah, you know, you're only guaranteed, you, I might only be able to get 500 impressions and maybe 35 clicks a day on this browser because we don't know how big the browser is. I mean, I played around with it. I didn't really do much research into it.
I think Brave's fairly big at this point. It was on Linus Tech Tips when he was like using, he was going through a bunch of different browsers at the time. And I mean, it was the last one he mentioned, but he did mention it. So well, like he mentioned it alongside like Opera and Firefox. I don't even think he mentioned Yahoo.
It's a cool concept, but
yeah, I love the business model.
The business model that they're trying to achieve here is, I honest to God hope it works out. But I see the same problem that I see with every other startup company that is in a similar industry that's eventually gone bankrupt is the fact that Google doesn't care if you're trying to do too good, because if you're invading on their market share, the only thing that they think about is how they're going to survive this giant threat, especially if it's a browser keeping up. So Google, mm-hmm. I've seen Google do this before. I've seen Google say to advertisers like Coca-Cola, you pull out and you go with another company. Like I know that they have exclusive advertising deals with big companies like Coca-Cola that aren't allowed to advertise on Yahoo or Taboola or any of the other major ad serving networks. I could foresee that. I hope this goes good. I'm really hoping that they, you know, best of luck to Brave. I like the browser. I think it's a really cool browser. It really isn't that hard to switch from Chrome because it literally feels like Chrome to me. So I wouldn't be surprised if I started using it. But I'm just like, it's a similar thing that what happened with another website that threatened Google, vid.me. And vid.me was this video service that threatened the Yahoo, that threatened YouTube. And basically what Google did is they said, hey, you're not going to be able to survive without ads because you're going to be running all these videos with all this bandwidth. And how are you going to monetize your site? Because companies like Google can afford to starve. They can afford to take a loss until their competitors are no longer there. That's what... unrelated, but that's what Walmart does to smaller mom and pop stores. They move their big facilities, their big stores, into these small towns, and they're just sucking dry. They're willing to take a loss until every single one of those local stores goes out of business, and then they raise their prices, and you know everyone's like, oh shit, well, you know I got this tool $10 cheaper at Walmart, but I just, you know, screwed my local economy up. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the Brave
thing.
Okay,
but Gage, here's the thing. They have their own ad ecosystem. So most browsers get their money off of providing like a recommended... So when you go and you type in a search, some websites will pay to be the first thing that pops up. And that's how most browsers survive. Whereas Brave is making their money off of a similar system as AdSense, which is what Google is massively rich off of having, but it's their own ecosystem and
it's their own ad network.
Google can't snuff it out. And like the ads that I saw to promote Brave were like YouTube in the video, YouTube ads from Strange Parts is actually where I learned about it.
Yeah,
because he was advertising for him, and he was like, sign up with my link or whatever, you know, YouTube stuff. Yeah. But I've been happy with it. If you're a content creator, I would encourage you to sign up with them on their website so that people that use Brave as their browser can actually contribute to you with the bat they earn for advertisements.
Yeah, definitely.
I think Gage, you did that with ours, right?
I did, but I don't have a code. I mean, I can get a code,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, no, not a code. I mean, but you signed up, you verified our YouTube so that we can receive stuff off of Brave.
Yep.
And if you're looking for a Chrome alternative, I would highly, because it's still, you couldn't even browse with Google on this, they just have added security stuff in there. It's a very free browser. It's very, you know, you can have it how you want it, which I like. I like freedom.
I like freedom too. I understand. That's I don't know. I honest to God, I hope they make it, but I guess only time will tell. I mean, the only problem with having your own ad network is the fact that trying to find companies that are willing. I'm just saying, the only scary thing with ad networks is the fact that Google literally controls. Like, when I think of Google, I'm thinking of Austin Powers, Dr. Evil. Is that his name? Dr. Evil or something?
I don't know.
You ever seen Austin Powers?
I think so. I don't remember.
And you have much. The Dr. Evil guy who's like $1 million or something.
Yeah, right? I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, well that's what I think of Google being. I heard they're making another Austin Powers movie.
Oh, jeez.
I like Austin Powers. They're commercially hit. They're commercial hits. I don't know why they don't make more. You know, well, I hate that when movie people are like, I don't want to see another movie. It's like, yeah, you do. You're telling me if they made another Ghostbusters, you're not going to go see it because they're making another Ghostbusters.
I mean, I didn't see the other. I haven't seen any Ghostbusters. So
I'm just saying you're a fan of a movie. Like, I really want to see, even though this movie will definitely probably never come out. I really want to see a Back to the Future 4, but the likelihood of that happening is very slim.
It's like the new Star Wars movies with me. I think they're terrible. They're nothing compared to the originals, but I'm still going to be a sucker and go watch every single one of them they produce.
And Disney knows that. Disney knows we don't have to do a good job because regardless, these nerds that don't have girlfriends or anything, they're just going to go to the movie theaters.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Well, Isaac, do you have a girlfriend?
You had to go there, Gage. Huh? You had to put a cheap shot in there.
The only show that hates nerds but is hosted by a bunch of nerds. I don't have a girlfriend, and I go see Star Wars, so... I mean, that just furthers my point.
What was the thing we were going to pick on Gage for earlier, Brody? He did something, and I was like, we gotta bring this up in the podcast. Do you remember?
Watching the Daytona 500?
Yes.
How is it not boring?
Well,
what's exciting about Daytona 500?
Well, I'm going to be totally honest with you, okay? I've watched NASCAR my entire life. And I think the part of it that's really entertaining, I think, is before the race starts. You hear... So these... I'm going to split a race up into a few parts. So you've got part one, the pre-show. You've got all the, like, the legends, the, you know, because race car drivers that retire usually become the commentators. And you have them who talk, and they do analysts of who's going to be a good driver, you know, who's most likely to win the race. And they do exclusive interviews. So that's fun. And then you've got the part two. The race is about to start. They do the whole national anthem. The jets fly over. Very patriotic moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got them starting to race. You know, they've hyped it up for so long. They're starting to race. You know, you're hearing the gentlemen start your engines, which interesting. Hold on. Interesting thing, Donald Trump did that today at the Daytona 500, and very patriotic moment. You heard people chanting USA, USA. You know, regardless if you like the president or not, that is a very that gives you goosebumps. Really, it does, because it's very patriotic.
There's so much America in there right now.
Yeah,
holy cow!
So
there's
anyway,
jets flying overhead.
Yeah. But I think what really makes it interesting is obviously once you're watching cars going around in circles for an hour, it kind of gets boring. But then what really makes it interesting, and what I think NASCAR does a good job at, is drawing the viewers back, because they have things going on during the race. It's not just like football where during them doing plays, it's constantly just the football field. During the race, unless something interesting is happening, they cut to the commentators, and basically they go over, you know, parts of the race that were very interesting. Like if there's a wreck, you know, it'll take them 20 minutes to shut up about that, which is kind of annoying sometimes, but sometimes you really want to know what's going on. And then segment three, the race is over. 9 times out of 10, there's race car drivers pissed off at each other. They're waiting to go, you know, swing at their competitor or whatever. And obviously those moments are always cool. I mean, I guess it's all depends on if you're, you know, what you are in for sports. But personally, I like to be, you know, I've had Daytona 500 parties where I'll have a few people over the house. We'll have nachos and stuff. We'll be talking throughout the race. And the social aspect of it, I guess, is fun.
Your gauge is just party animal, just partying all the time. Jeez. I'm,
more like I was...
Maybe you need some responsibility, huh?
More like I was 13 years old. I invited some friends from school over to watch a Daytona 500.
Partying at 13, Gage?
We had a jar. We literally had a jar. I told everyone, listen.
You had a jar?
Bring some money. We're gonna bet on the winner, right? And we're going and we're filling this jar
gambling.
Up with quarters. Yes. We're
gambling.
My parents, mind you, had no idea.
And this is encouraged by your parents?
No, my parents didn't know until they showed up. So I have this jar on the coffee table. I'm like, put your money in, write down who you want to win. And if you do it, you know, the most likely person to win. And if you win, you get all the money. If no one wins, we all split the money. And I think I put like $10 in, and then I had like a few of my friends. I think Cole was there. He put in a few dollars. I think he actually was sick that day, so he left. But anyway, I remember who won that gambling match at the end of the race, and he was spot on. He guessed the driver.
Who?
It was Brad Clark.
Oh.
And that was the funniest thing ever. But my parents were like, what the hell are you guys doing? You're freaking gambling? Like, what's going on here? Guess I didn't realize we had Hollywood slots in the friggin' living room, but yeah, <no. laughs> but yeah, I mean, I guess the social aspect is what's really funny. But the thing is, I get bored watching the races throughout the season because not everyone's going to take the entire Sunday, sit down and watch a race. So a lot of the time I miss a lot of the races, and a lot of my favorite drivers are retiring anyway. So it's like, it's not really even really worth watching, so I don't know. But
Rory, I mean, you probably NASCAR? Will continue to, because like you just always have.
Oh, I'll probably tune in every now and then. Like I always watch the Daytona 500.
I'm not much of a traditions person. Like,
yeah,
honestly, I do not care about any of that stuff. Like Christmas could be on the 15th or the 31st, it does not matter to me. If there's the 31st of December, I'm not going to check. I do not know my months very well. I know it's sad.
I think that's what really sets you
there is
and
the 31st. I did just check.
Because Brody's a similar way. You guys don't really care about traditions. You guys don't really follow traditions.
And, oh my gosh.
Well, no,
aren't they
no,
a waste?
No,
they're just a waste.
I'm being honest.
Just,
like,
just do
my family.
Do
my
whatever
family
you're
going
to do when you want to do it. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, my family has traditions, whether it's a yearly thing or a daily thing. Like, you know, for years it was, okay, you know, people come home in the evening. We'll all sit down at the dinner table. We'll eat dinner. We'll talk about our day. We'll hang out just a little bit, you know, family stuff. And then, you know, that's how that is. But I guess I figured that's how every family was.
My sister is very much so a traditions person.
Yeah.
She wants everything that happened all the years before to happen exactly the same the next year. And I do not like it.
do your parents like do it?
Yeah.
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 Do your families have any traditions, Brody? Like whatsoever?
We've talked about traditions too much on this podcast, I think.
I know.
But every I guess we're back on.
But like no, not just traditions, but habits. Do you guys have any habits that you get into?
Alcoholism.
Nope.
Have you guys ever like sat down at the dinner table and had dinner? Like, is that something you guys do?
I'm joking, by the way.
What did you joke about, Isaac?
No, Irish people.
No.
Irish people be like, hey,
There's always those times where traditions and habits are the best thing in the world, and then next minute they're the worst thing in the world because you're doing something and you know you got to go eat supper or something. And I don't know. I mean, I always thought that's how all the families were. I mean, I don't freaking know, but
I think I'm just boring.
Yeah, well, you are kind of boring. You are kind of boring, though.
Yeah.
Isaac is not boring.
Actually,
I'm not.
He's very boring online.
Whoa.
What do you mean, how not?
I would think
Isaac is a very interesting, deep person.
When
me and Gage just don't know it.
You know, today might be a good day for me. You know what? That I like hearing that, Brody. I appreciated those words.
When we pick...
It's true.
Yes.
So is Gage.
When we get Isaac to go to like the movies or something and he's in a good mood, you know he's in a good mood. And you know he's the most interesting person in the world because he's talking and he won't ever stop talking.
Well, I'm having fun when we go to the movies. That's like,
I know
you guys are like my friends. You're the only friends I've ever done stuff with in my entire life. You know, it means a lot to me. I'm having fun.
Yes, I'm glad to hear that.
You better.
Yeah, I mean, I had to buy you a friggin' ticket once to the theater because you didn't have enough money.
I'm just a poor boy, you know.
You better appreciate that, Isaac. I could have saved that $6.
Jeez. At least I didn't beg for popcorn and soda, okay? You know what? Dad, please.
I think I lost a bet or something. I think I told you if we did something, I would pay or something. I don't freaking remember.
Who knows?
I don't know. I'm really good at negotiating.
I would never leave anything on a chance like that if there was any chance of me actually losing something out of it. So it's pretty unlikely.
I think you had money.
Oh, really?
You just didn't want to spend it.
Oh.
Or maybe you didn't have enough to have popcorn, and I don't remember.
This. Who knows? Who knows?
Anyway, that's always funny. That's always funny. But yeah, I mean, we have good times. We have good times. Yeah. And even though
the car rides are fun. The movies are okay. The car rides are fun.
I'm going to agree with you on that one. I hate the movies. Like, we're not social during the movies, obviously. Because we're watching the movies.
Right.
So that's very boring.
Unless we're wearing hats, so then it makes it, I guess, a little more interesting. We always wear hats into the movie theater like a bunch of idiots.
I really love it when we go and see movies that I don't think we've done this really many times with Isaac, but movies that aren't that popular that have been theaters for a few weeks so that no one is really going to see them.
You mean like yesterday? When we went to see yesterday?
No, yesterday had a few people in the theater.
It was literally like two other people in a full size theater.
Dylan, myself, and Brody went to go see a Godzilla movie, and we were literally the only people in the theater.
I mean, that is like fun because you can just
30 minutes
be loud, and no one will care because you are the only people.
But then a few people had to walk in. There was like two other people in the theater the whole movie. So
you
should have
got
like,
up. You should have got up and looked at him dead in the eyes and been like, "You ruined my fun," and then walked out.
But there was a time Bernie and I went and saw the Rocketman movie, and there were a few people in there, but for the most part, it was basically just a couple people. But that's always funny.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it's fun when you're the only person going to the movies. You know what I want to do someday? I want to rent an entire theater for the day, and I want to play all three Back to the Future movies and invite all you guys, and we're just going to have a fun time.
Rich people party.
Yes.
Are we going to go to your yacht afterwards?
No, you're going to go to my Tahoe afterwards.
Gage Nelson, CEO of Aurora 7 Web Solutions.
Well, I'm not going to say I'm going to do it soon. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying eventually.
Let's go to the yacht that has a built-in movie theater in it.
We're going to be like in our 40s, and I'm going to call you guys.
Drive the Bentley down to the yacht.
Yeah, we'll have our class reunion. And I'll be like, hey, Let's go to the. I'll rent the theater out tonight. We'll go and watch. We'll go and watch Back to the Future. But
so you're gonna invite Isaac to our class reunion? I'm okay with that. Whatever.
Yes, Isaac is now a part. Basically, he should just be a part of our class. Like, hey, just don't go to school.
What do you mean? My graduating class is way more interesting than yours was. I'm fine with my graduating class.
We're way better.
You guys are no going to have a political celebrity.
No offense.
Talking.
you guys ought to get Trump.
You could have me at your class reunion as the celebrity entertainment. Because I'm on the Bin Bay Mumbles podcast.
No, I'm trying to say that our class is more important than yours because we had a celebrity, a political celebrity talk.
Oh my God.
Nelson?
Angus King is hardly a political celebrity.
Whatever. I mean, he's definitely a political figure.
If I had been class president, we would have had Donald fucking Trump there, okay? I guarantee you wouldn't have. Would have been Mike Pence then, or someone important, similarly.
But it wouldn't
have been Angus fucking King, I'll tell you that.
I don't know. Angus King is all right. I mean, he's not great. He's definitely just too much of a Democrat. He's basically just a Democrat. But he doesn't seem like a bad guy.
But no, I ran for class president. Our class did it to themselves, okay? I ran twice. And I had some good ideas. And I explained it to most of you guys, and everyone that I explained it to the first time was like, oh yeah, Gage, that's actually a good idea. Like, I'm glad you explained
it.
Okay,
quit dwelling on it.
No, I'm telling you the truth. Like, and then the second time, I'm like, I don't really care anymore. Like, we're going to be seniors. Do I really want to be class president when I'm a senior? Like, it's just going to be, I'm going to have too much work to do. And there was no point. Well, no, I had some ideas, and these ideas would have like made us some money, like some actual fundraisers that people would have given a shit about. And no, I mean,
like call people on the telephone and try to sell bottles,
like those kind of
fundraisers.
No, I had an idea to do a battle of the band.
Great aunt, can you please buy a Karabek water bottle? My class is making me do this.
I had an idea to make like a battle of the bands or something, like something cool. Have like set up like a stage in the summertime out in the field or something, or maybe like in June or something, and raise some money. That would have been an awesome idea. And I had some people I had contacted, and they were interested in helping us put it together, you know, getting stages and all that. Wouldn't have costed much of anything to set up. It would have been a small investment. And we would have gotten some bands there, and I bet you we would have doubled, if not tripled, our...
I mean, I probably would have gone to something like that. That does sound cool.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing. You're a bit of a dreamer. This is what's great about my graduating class.
We all equally accept
doing nothing. People are like, hey, we should probably be trying to get some money for our class, and everyone's like, how about no?
Well, yeah, but
what are you guys losing
class,
money?
Probably.
Our class basically got the president that was there for the last 2 years got elected because people just, I mean, you know what I mean?
They're
like,
popular.
Hey, we're gonna just do this. Yeah, popular.
Right.
I guess is a good word to use. And it's like, you know, I totally respect someone if they actually care about the job, but this specific person didn't. It was like,
oh my gosh,
they didn't, or she
they
didn't.
They cared about the position.
Here's the thing.
High school, like president and treasurer, none of them matter. They don't do anything.
Okay.
It's kind of like real politicians. They don't get anything done.
Well, I would have gotten a lot done because I had some stuff already in motion. But I only really ran because my dad was class president the last 2 years of his class when it actually mattered. And he got a lot done, and he's like, I'm glad I did that because I guess he puts it on his resume because that matters or something. I don't freaking know.
Well, it shows that you put an initiative.
Yeah. So he was like, you ought to do it. And for the first 2 years, I was like, I don't really want to do it. And then I actually had some good ideas junior year. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And I explained it to a lot of people. That's how I got my signatures to even be on the ballot. And I swear to God, they were filling in some changing ballots. Like, I swear to God, I feel like I won that first year.
Who was your senior class like advisor?
Yeah, no, this specific advisor she didn't really like me. So it wouldn't have surprised me.
Slipping around the... Is this a Gage Nelson vote? Let me just secretly scribble that one out.
Well, this person didn't specifically like me because of my political beliefs and how I was in this person's class. Like,
what's your opinion on teachers being political with their students? Like, sharing their own political beliefs and stuff?
I don't think it's right.
Well, they're not
right.
supposed to.
They're not supposed to, but no.
What is your opinion if they do?
Well,
we fire them instantly.
Well, yes. Well, it depends. Are we talking like high school teacher or a younger kid teacher?
Like high school teacher, not like
the kindergartner. The kindergarten teacher's going to be like, I'm a Republican.
Well, younger when their brains are still mushy and developing, I don't think you should be, programming them to be in a certain political part. That seems wrong.
High school brains are still mushy.
Sure. Have you ever heard that Pink Floyd song, Another Brick in the Wall? Well, basically, the song is about, teachers shouldn't be programming our brains. Don't tell us, brainwashing.
Teacher.
Kids.
Leave those kids alone.
Yeah, well, anyway, basically, I don't think that. I think teachers should be fired if they're going to, be political with their kids.
I couldn't disagree more. I definitely think it is very valuable for teachers to have honest conversations with their students, to be personal with their students. I like a teacher that is just straight up honest with me. Way more than one's like, oh, I got to keep this big secret from you because my role. It's
wait,
like,
so
ah.
So you think it's important for teachers
like,
to say that? I think
the teachers shouldn't be like some over, like, master over you. They're just another person. At this point, when you're in high school, they're just another person. And I can connect with a teacher more if I hear what their opinions are on things. And I feel like I learn better in classes and stuff if I feel like I have a connection with a teacher.
I just don't like teachers because there are a lot of kids in high school when we were there last year and throughout my high school career. I'd hear these students that are like, who cares about politics?
I would say if you're good enough at reading like social situation, you can just tell. Because I would say that the teacher that really opts for not telling you, is kind of obvious. And if they don't really care about them knowing your political opinions, then, it's obviously another case.
I don't fully understand what you mean. No.
If you
got to be more
blunt.
I'm not that advanced, I guess, Brody.
I would say that if they're very anal about the student not knowing their political opinion, I would say that they're more conservative.
Oh, sure.
And
probably
if they are okay with the student learning their political opinion and are more free about it, then they're more liberal about it.
Well,
I would say that's just, I've seen that pattern. That's just a pattern I've seen.
I mean, yeah, that is true. But I also think, I'm a conservative, so I am biased, but I think liberals in general are more toxic and are more apt to do things that are rash against people that are openly conservative.
I just don't like...
So what does that have to do with teachers willingly...
Because if you're a teacher and you're like, hey, I'm a conservative, you're going to make half the class hate you, and when students hate you, they're like, he sexually touched me.
Yeah. I just don't like the fact where
we were in the classroom alone and he did bad things.
Because he's a conservative?
Yes. I don't like
got
the,
him.
I don't
got him. We I own just, those Republicans.
Hashtag. I don't know.
Hashtag canceled.
I don't like those students who are very politically confused, where they don't really know much about politics, or they don't want to have any part in it because of how
the media portrays it. I think. And that's why I think it's valuable for teachers to be political, because I think it kind of puts in the mindset of politics being
quite a few teachers that take advantage. There are quite a few teachers that take advantage of these kids. I'll call them virgin voters, because they don't really have an opinion, because they're afraid to have an opinion, because politics is very controversial. In high school, if I wouldn't have been as political as I was, and I would have just left politics, I feel like I would have been a lot more liked and a lot more popular than I actually was. But the thing is, I didn't really give a shit. So I was talking about my political views, but a lot of people don't understand the view, or they try and stay away from it because they know that if they talk about it, they're going to offend someone, and then they're not going to like them. And that's kind of...
Triggered!
Yeah, that's exactly... So,
right, so Gage, it's a game of... expressing yourself or you know,
but
having social
canceled.
Success.
Yeah, but I think that the students that are very politically confused, I think it's important for teachers, but I do know a lot of teachers trying to, because I've seen it many times before, not specific teachers that I've had, but I've seen teachers that I haven't had take advantage of students because they're trying to convert them to whatever belief they are. And I've seen this before.
I don't think that
teachers.
Happens.
Yes, it did happen. You'd have to
I've
be a pretty
a
bad teacher.
Well, this specific teacher,
people.
This specific teacher got fired. But anyway, I don't know if I don't think it was of that same. But I've seen it before. I've seen it happen before, and it's kind of annoying because I have a few people in mind that I'm thinking of, and I'm not going to say their names, but. You know, these people are very much they're at the top of the social structure, and they know that if they talk of politics or of its existence, they might slip and say their side. And if they slip and say their slide, like our community is very divided, where there are a lot of liberals and conservatives, and you would be surprised at which people are which side, because around here it's very hard to have a judgment of character. You know, oh, this student's conservative or this student's liberal, because, you know, just because they like hunting or whatever isn't going to make them a conservative. They might have some more democratic.
Well, I mean, if you are a person that likes hunting and guns and trucks, you're probably
driving your snowmobile.
You should take a poll then. You should take a poll and ask people to anonymously, put their and then we'll see if you know you take every student's name because you know your class very well and judge them and see, you know, okay, so this person I would imagine is this party, and then compare
there's
the numbers.
There's a lot of bias that can go on though. How are they answering it verbally around their friends?
Here's the thing. Unless I start getting some of that
and check.
Unless I start getting some of that beautiful Patreon money, I don't know if I'll ever have the motivation to try that hard, Gage.
Well, I would just be curious to see, because, like, I've had many teachers before that are very blunt about their political status, and there's nothing wrong with that, I don't think. But when you have kids that are very ignorant, and students that don't really want to learn anything about this, it's very dangerous, because you don't want to send people out into the world that are afraid to have their own political views.
Right.
Because that's the point of this democracy. People have a constitutional obligation to vote. And a lot of people are afraid and they stay away from it because it's too controversial. And that's a very scary thing in a democracy, because in the 1700s, you weren't afraid of people on Twitter mocking you because that stuff didn't exist.
Right.
In the 2020s, it exists very well. And like Adam Sandler is a comedian, and his voting records got leaked a couple years ago. And he's had a very conservative. He's a conservative. He has a record of voting for conservatives. And
that's like Adam Sandler canceled.
That was what happened. It wasn't canceled, but it was Adam Sandler is a racist or something, and it was because he didn't vote for Trump. He pledged to a conservative that was like of local government. So, very different, but
yeah,
people still raged, and it's like, well, I mean, hey,
that's what I mean by the left seems more toxic.
Yeah.
I mean, my opinion obviously goes beyond seams, but I'm toning it down a bit for, you know, podcast.
Yeah. But there's only, I mean, I bet you if you did an anonymous poll in Hollywood of actors and you told them that this was completely secret, no one's ever going to know who they, I bet you you'd find that there are more conservatives that are in secret because of their careers.
I bet it's like a quarter of them.
I bet you, yeah. I mean, because there's very few that actually want to come out and are proud of being a conservative. Like, I feel like we're some cult, like that's bad, but we're not. We're just a view that doesn't have a lot of our voter base isn't on Twitter or Facebook. Well, they are on Facebook, but they're not on Twitter.
I mean,
Instagram,
I think,
or Snapchat.
I think that's what the left media wants to be portrayed. So that's what they kind of try to make it seem like, that we're some evil, you know, organization that
ourselves.
Just is racist and sexist. And
if there's a hashtag on Twitter that's trending with, you know, 100,000 tweets an hour, and then, you know, there's no way for conservatives to defend ourselves. You know what I mean? Like, I guess you could individually respond to every tweet, but it's like, you know, that's not really going to solve anything. And then you're just going to have endless debates. It's like, I wish the media wouldn't try and act the way they are, because the media is very biased, and I would say the media has as much power as the military, because they could literally flip the switch at any minute and call anyone out
flip the switch.
And they would be in danger of their lives. You know what I mean? Like, Twitter, Jack Dorsey, the CEO, could be like, hey, I don't like this person.
Cancel.
Get them trending. Exactly. And then
silenced.
These people who don't have security bodies are they have to fear their lives, because you got people on Reddit that are finding their address. Like Tucker Carlson, for instance, he had a bunch of protesters outside his house, and his wife was home alone because he was doing his program at Fox. And this was about a year ago. And they were throwing things out his windows. And his wife was scared. His wife was scared for her life. And he took a day or two off the news program, but he came on and he explained that. How are you able to express your opinions if you're scared of your life? You know what I mean? Like, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Too many crazies out there. But my rant is now over.
I've said this before, and I'm gonna say it again. I really think we should have like a high school level mandatory class on teaching people how to talk and listen.
Exactly.
It's so important to,
yeah,
to forming your own opinions, is to be able to listen to other people's opinions and truly digest it, and how to talk to them so that they want to talk to you. These are important skills that people just, yeah, do not have.
I totally agree with Isaac on this. Brody, no.
Change my mind, class.
Brody, what is your opinion on this? Because you're not talking much.
I don't know. I don't really care.
But you realize how dangerous
I'm fine with just not saying anything. Like, I'm not crazy about needing to express my opinion. I can keep it to myself and not have a problem.
But I feel like people that are like that risk being uninformed and then voting uninformed. And that's a dangerous thing.
Yeah, I believe that would happen. But I mean, It's not a big deal. Like, I think.
You just think.
But I think that's a great place to leave the podcast.
Yeah,
I guess.
This is. I feel like this has been a good podcast. If you think this has been a good podcast,
Please send us an email.
Be like,
talkmumbles at gmail.com. Send us an email.
Send us money.
Yes,
on our Patreon.
/MiddayMumbles. Yeah, we've been going for quite some time, but hey, this was a good conversation. I think that this episode was very, very entertaining, and
hopefully,
and I'm hoping you guys enjoy it.
If it wasn't,
Gmail.
Yes. Well, while I have you though, I'm gonna just quickly mention something. So the YouTube channel, for the longest time, was doing daily uploads, and then we flipped the switch, and we're no longer doing point based topics. So we're no longer planning ahead 6 topics to do daily uploads. So now we're doing these podcasts where we're basically just talking. We don't have a specific topic to talk about, and YouTube content, daily YouTube content, is becoming harder to find, because you don't want to hear us ramble on for 20 minutes about, you know, ads, you know, this browser with ads, you know,
right.
That's going to be boring. So it's kind of hard to find entertaining content. So for the time being,
but are you saying my browser point in there was
no,
bad?
No.
Are you
I'm
throwing
saying
shade?
I'm saying my point was bad. I was talking about ad rates and shit. It's like, no one cares, Gage. Shut up. But, yeah, no, moving forward, there might be daily uploads or there might not be daily uploads. You know, there might be uploads Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on the channel. There might be uploads Monday through Sunday. But there is one definite day for content that's always going to be Monday for the official episode of the Midday Mumbles podcast. But, yeah, unfortunately, I mean, it's getting a little bit more difficult to find. And yeah, I'm hoping that's not going to be a problem for our listeners, our dedicated listeners. But if you want to, like, get some more content, join the Midday Mumbles Discord server. Hit one of us up and be like, hey, yo.
You should be recording right now.
Yeah.
I want more content. What are you doing?
Yeah. We'll do some stuff. We actually had an idea for something, and Isaac's a little scared. But,
oh, jeez.
You want to see a ghost hunting episode?
I'm not
Let us
scared.
Know.
I'm not
yes,
scared.
You are.
I think it's stupid.
You're scared, Isaac.
No, I'm not.
Face the facts.
I have zero fear in my life, okay?
Brody's scared. Brody's scared.
I've
no,
never
Brody's.
Been scared once in my life.
Brody's the only one that wanted to do it other than me. Isaac's like, I gotta, like, spend the day, Valentine's Day, with my papa and my mama, so yeah.
We eat pastries. I'm not gonna decline pastries.
You should have brought them here, and we could have all feasted on pastries.
No, they're mine. They are mine.
But, yeah, so if you guys did enjoy this episode of the Midday Mumbles podcast, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Midday Mumbles podcast or something. I don't know. Instagram is at Midday Mumbles podcast. I know that
follow
for
us
a fact.
At Twitter at, like, you know, the thing.
The Midday Mumbles.
The Twitter thing.
The links are in the description if you want to know. I mean, you guys can Google us. You know what our... you know, logo looks like.
It's a yellow M.
Yes. You want to help support the show? Hey, patreon.com/MiddayMumbles. I want to see your donation to the podcast.
Please.
I've got some knowledge.
How many episodes do I have to make before I can just get a dollar? I only want a dollar. I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to buy a Hershey's candy bar with that dollar. And then it will all be worth it.
Email us at talkmumbles @gmail.com because we want to hear you. Join the Discord server. Contribute on the Patreon. And keep listening every Monday.
If you like our personalities and you think we should do other stuff other than podcasts, we can try that stuff out too. Anything goes. Any ideas you got, just shoot them our way.
Wow. Okay. I'm glad that Isaac has an open mind. Now.
I have an open mind right now. Probably not tomorrow, but right now.
No. Right now he wants to. right now he wants to be a rich, famous
The world is an open sticker book, and you can put any sticker in there you'd like. It can be Mickey Mouse, it can be a flower, it does not matter.
But thank you guys all for listening and commenting. So until next time, Gage, Brody, and Isaac signing off.
See you later.
See ya.
Aye. Have a good one.